No hurry. Confidently, confidently obey the eternal rhythm. No hurry. Confidently obey the eternal rhythm. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. No hurry. Confidently obey the eternal rhythm. If we will just follow what our inner guidance gives to us and listen to it, we'll have magic in our world every moment of our life. Now, most of us don't believe that because we haven't been having magic in our life every moment. We have been having all sorts of things in our life, and these things have not always been things that made us happy and things that made us feel fulfilled. But, what was it that kept us from being aware of the eternal rhythm? What was it that kept us from being eternal, being aware of the eternal rhythm and how to flow with the eternal rhythm? Well, it's a matter of listening. It's a matter of listening. Here at the monastery, it's my good pleasure to work with three and four people most of the time. And as I do that, I say to them simple things like, what do you think of this idea? And they say, well, now, tomorrow I'm going to go shopping. And I said, what do you think of this idea? Well, I've got to clean the house first and I've got to do this. Well, what do you think of this idea? And I repeat it. And I repeat it sometimes as many as a dozen times. And they don't catch on that they're not answering my question. They're talking about what's on their mind and in their heart. They don't listen to what is being said to them in the outer. How could you ever begin to listen to what's being said to you in the inner? When you listen to your inner self, when you really tune in to who you are on your inner self, then you are one with the eternal rhythm of life. If you don't listen to your inner self, then you are tuned in to the momentary, changeable, irascible experiences of everyday life that are going on about you, everybody else's problem. You are feeling the vibrations of what's going on in this world instead of you being the creator of the vibrations of what's going on in this life. If we listen to the vibrations of other people, if we go into a house and we feel the vibration of that house, oh boy, something terrible is happening, up, 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 and well, there was a murder here, and there was this here and that here, and this, you know. Hey, how terrible. My wife called today and she said, it was kind of terrible about the mudslides in Southern California. And I said, Faith, as I look at the mudslides in Southern California, I say, I bless you, and I surround you with the wisdom to build your homes in places where you will not have those experiences. I surround you with the wisdom of perfect health, perfect right action, and I release you unto your highest good. And she says, well, who can do something like that? And I said, well, I can. And I did. And I do that whenever I hear of some news event, which is rather tragic or catastrophic, and I immediately surround that news event with my pure white light of love, seeing that all is in divine order. Now, do I have to feel the pain and unhappiness of that experience? No. Do you have to feel it? No. We go into many experiences in life. The stones, if the stone could talk, he would have 100 million stories to tell. Good stories, bad stories, neat stories, not so neat stories. And wow, wouldn't that be exciting? No, it wouldn't. We are not interested in the P-A-S-T. We are interested in the N-O-W, the present. N-O-W spells present. We are interested in the present. If we continually place ourselves in the past, we will be having difficulties with many areas of life. If we will place ourselves in the present and live in the present, then we will be in the eternal rhythm of harmony, happiness, peace, life, and love. Now, are you excited about the new activities that science is coming up with? Are you interested in the possibility that science will come up with a cure for cancer, a cure for a cold, a cure for rheumatism, arthritis, a cure for old age? You know, there'll be no more old age. Everyone will be eternally young. Hey, you know, isn't that pretty cool? Now, science is working on those details. Let us put our attention to science working on those details, letting science know we're behind them, and we back them up with our thought, and we might even send them a thought or two that our indwelling consciousness sends to us of how they might accomplish that, you know? Wouldn't hurt, would it? And wouldn't that be exciting? Wow! My goodness sake, that would be something that we would never have enough of. We would never be sorry to hear about it. But you see, if we don't learn to listen, if we don't learn to listen when our parents speak to us, when our teachers speak to us, when our spouse speaks to us, when our children speak to us, when our elders speak to us, if we don't learn to listen when the divine speaks to us within, how can we ever benefit from the divine speaking to us within? Emerson wrote, God is sitting back in smiling repose. Well, I don't know that God's sitting back in smiling repose, but I can imagine myself sitting back in smiling repose when I tell my students something again and again and again and again and again and again ad infinitum, and they say, you never said that before. And so I don't argue with them. I don't say, no, look, I can categorically say I have said this umpty-dumpty times. I don't bother. I just say, okay, did you hear it now? Then go on it from now. Go on it from now. From right now is where you want to go on it. And if you want to go on it now, then the magic of your life is revealing itself to you in such a wonderful way. Now, what happens when we learn to listen? Well, what happens when we learn to listen is that the eternal rhythm is flowing in us in a way that we never dreamed possible. When we learn to listen, we hear what God thinks about us. My God, what God thinks about us. Hey, I detect a little bit of negativity there. What does God think about me? God thinks that I'm pretty good. God thinks I am just as wonderful as can be because God created me. And God says, I don't create no junk. I don't create no dummies. I create only good stuff. Now, what you do with the good stuff, that's up to you. But I create only good stuff. So God created me good. Isn't that wonderful? How'd God create you? Did he create you good too? Well, let's act like it. You know why most people are reluctant to say, I am God, God I am? Because if they say, I am God, then they have to act like whatever they think God is. And if someone says, is that how God acts? And you say, oh, pardon me. I was not thinking. I was not acting correctly. And you see, when we have to act like we think God is, we are pretty good. We're doing some pretty nice stuff. We're loving, kind, thoughtful, courteous, gentle, creative. We are manifesting, if you will, revealing better all of the things that the universe could ever uphold to us. Learn to listen within, but at least believe that God don't create no junk, that God created you as a beautiful expression of all that is good and wonderful. God created everyone that way, not just me. I mean, you know, it's true, I'm number one, but not just me, everyone. So think about that. God created everyone as a beautiful idea of perfection and wholeness and fantastic qualities that we are. Claim that, know that, enjoy that, experience that. But remember, there's no hurry. Just confidently obey the eternal rhythm. But you can't obey the eternal rhythm until you learn to listen to it. You can't obey the eternal rhythm until you learn to listen to it. And when you learn to listen to it, what do you hear? You hear the sweetest, most beautiful melodies that your heart has ever beheld. And you are peace itself. You are total peace. And that is a wonderful thing to be, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful to be peace? Hmm? Isn't that wonderful to be peace? It sure is wonderful to be peace. And that's what we all are, is peace. Have a lovely day. Let this instant inspiration be one of many millions that flood through your mind every moment. And that's why I say, I love you, I love you,
I love you.
I love you.